Hey, sports fans, this is a huge weekend. American Pharoah at the Belmont Stakes. Could there be a Triple Crown winner? Lionel Messi in tomorrow's Champions League final. The French Open finals in tennis. The NHL playoffs are sports candy for Chicago and Tampa Bay. And the NBA finals are sweet in Oakland with the Warriors and Cleveland with the Cavaliers, although Cleveland is looking like a long shot, even with LeBron carrying the whole team on his shoulders. And that hardly surprises anyone from the sports-cursed city of Cleveland. And we thought it was a good moment to allow some of our fan friends to grieve over their own lack of success and unattained championships. So, let her rip.
Ernest, calling from the Bronx, New York. Chicago, home of the Chicago Cubs, exercises in futility for decades, coming close, but not sealing the deal.
This is Deirdre from Glenwood Landing. Long Island is the most cursed sports place because we have lost every single professional team we ever had. There's no one left to root for.
This is Andrew. As a lifelong Cubs fan, as an Illinois boy who grew up and watched them come closest in the 80s, I can definitely say the Cubs are definitively the most cursed.
My name is Caroline from Neptune Beach, Florida, and the most troubled team is Los Angeles. Because of the Dodgers, the L.A. Clippers, and the L.A. Rams, and lots of other trouble that they have there.
My name is Wesley from Ogden, Utah. It's a toss-up between Philadelphia and Cleveland. Cleveland, just because of the sheer amount of time they've gone without a championship, and Philadelphia because they've gone really close so many times and failed miserably so many times.
Actually, if you look at the numbers, it's no toss-up, Wesley. David Leonard is the editor of The Upshot for our partner, The New York Times, and his team put together a list of the 13 most cursed American sports cities, all based on the data. And Cleveland, that lost Game 1 of the NBA Finals on Thursday, Cleveland is the most cursed. Is that right, David?
It is indeed. Yeah, it's been, as many people know, it's now been 50 years since Cleveland celebrated a championship, and there have been a lot of painful losses along the way. I certainly agree that Philadelphia has had its own share of painful losses, but it also had a World Series title in 2008 and a basketball title in the 80s and a hockey title in the 70s. So we ranked Philadelphia as the seventh most cursed sports city in America.
I love how you combine the data with painful moments that have to just stick in the hearts of poor sports fans. Give me a sense of how the numbers tell the story and also great or sad moments in sports history.
That's right. So sometimes we create an index and everything is based on the index. But in this case, we decided it was a little bit too much fun not to depart from the index a little bit. And sports doesn't call for absolute complete statistical seriousness. So we did look at three different statistics, how many combined seasons the teams in a city have played since winning their last title. It's 147 for Cleveland.
Wow.
We looked at how many what percentage of their seasons since in the last half century have been championships. And we looked at how many close calls they've had, how many times a team made it to the final four of their sport, the semifinals, without winning. But then when we actually sat down and put together the ranking, we took into account other things. So Buffalo not only hasn't won a title in 50 years, but has had some absolutely terrible losses, a really questionable call in the Stanley Cup finals. That's why we moved Buffalo up to number three, even though based on the numbers, it might have been a little lower.
Part of the pain in Washington, D.C., which you place fifth, is from a loss that took place very recently.
There was a terrible night for Washington sports fans a few weeks ago. In the span of about an hour, the Capitals were eliminated in a Game 7 overtime. And the Capitals really have a claim of being the most cursed team in the NHL. They have lost five different series over the years when they had a 3-1 lead. Now, for reference, the rest of the NHL, the entire rest of the NHL, that's happened only 23 times. So the Caps, this one team, have five of the 28 3-1 blown series. And the same night, the Washington Wizards lost a really heartbreaking game to the Atlanta Hawks that, while not the final game, was the game that really changed the course of the series, and the Hawks went on to win. And so when you add that to the Redskins situation, the Redskins, as anyone in Washington knows, are the most beloved team in Washington. They have an owner that is widely despised. They have a team that many people think has a nickname of a racist epithet.
Yeah.
They haven't been good for most of the last 25 years. And you put it all together and you understand why Washington fans have embraced the Nats with such eager joy, but also such fear, because the Nats have have had their own tough losses in two of the last three playoffs.
This toughest loss bit means that sort of anyone can play this game. I love number eight, Phoenix. That 1976 NBA final triple overtime was a killer.
It was a killer. Now, of course, we are dating ourselves by even being aware of it, right?
I know, totally. Yeah.
But it was an absolutely amazing game between the Suns and the Celtics.
Let's go back to Cleveland for just a moment. Isn't the curse of Cleveland beyond sports? I mean, when you really look at the curse of Cleveland, you have to go back to John D. Rockefeller and the reason that he left Cleveland in a huff and basically created the oil wealth of Standard Oil everywhere but Cleveland in the United States and the world. And in some ways, I think that lingers on the entire city.
Yeah, it's interesting to think about. I mean, there are these industrial cities that have had better times economically, like Cleveland and like Buffalo. So it really feels connected. And in psychologically, it is connected. One of the things that struck us is there are also cities like San Diego and Phoenix on the list, which everyone would think of as sort of rising cities, that I think maybe in the Northeast were actually a little blind to their sporting pain because of the famous East Coast bias.
Finally, you know, since we are talking about the NBA Finals, Cleveland and Oakland are an interesting pair. They both have a kind of agony. But I was talking with a Cavaliers fan, and we concluded that Oakland is the city that Cleveland kind of wishes it was. Cleveland's old money kind of wishing it was back in its heyday. Agonies are something it can never get rid of, whereas Oakland hangs together. It's tough. It's street smart. It has no problem saying, screw you, San Francisco, whereas Cleveland is kind of afraid of the suburbs and its history.
That's right. Oakland really benefits in many ways, spillover benefits from the economic success of Northern California. You know, if you're from Oakland, you don't really think of the San Francisco 49ers and the San Francisco Giants as your teams.
No.
In fact, you resent them. And Oakland's in this funny moment because on the one hand, the Warriors are this delightful basketball team, one of the most appealing teams to watch of my lifetime. But you know, it's not quite. The Warriors are planning to move to San Francisco in a few years and leave Oakland behind. The Raiders, yet again, are thinking about moving, maybe even back to Los Angeles. And the A's, while they've been blocked from doing it, would like to move. And so on the one hand, it's a really great moment for Oakland sports. On the other hand, it could end up feeling like something of a swan song for an entire era in Oakland sports.
Got money on American Pharoah this weekend, David?
I do not, but I'm pretty excited for it.
David Leonhard, editor of The Upshot, a New York Times politics and policy website. Thanks so much and good luck.
Thanks for having me.
PRI, Public Radio International.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.